Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
A shout out to a ton of kids who are going to be getting into this last week of school before summer hits. We've had a little countdown going on the chalkboard in the kitchen, and there was a big five on it today, so ugh.
This week and they're done, huh?
Are you ready, buddy?
Lord help us. No, I'm not ready.
Oh.
My gosh. Anyway, thanks for hanging
out
with us on a Monday morning.
You get to spend more time with your kids. What do you mean?
That's why you had them, right, Jer?
Yeah, so you can make memories, quality time, all
you
that
bet.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Every day for 3 months now.
Just wait till they get a little older. You'll love when they can run to the store for you. That's what,
yes.
Well, that's what my parents said.
When they can run errands, that's when you'll be like, I knew why.
That's
I did
when it's
this.
Worth it.
I could see that for sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My mom hasn't gone to the store in like 20 years.
Josh, can you pick some up for me?
So true.
I was talking to my neighbor over the weekend, and his last daughter just graduated high school. And he's like, we are empty nesters now because she's going to be going off to college here in a couple months. And they've got like 3 girls, I think. He's like, it's amazing to find out now that my wife and I have nothing in common. He's like, we have nothing to talk about now because it has nothing to do with the kids now because there's no kids in the house.
That's probably kind of scary.
He said, I actually talked to her and said, we need to come up with some things that we enjoy doing together.
Yeah.
Because this could be bad.
Hobby.
This could be bad. He's like, we don't talk. The house is silent now.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, that sounds nice, actually.
Quiet
a couple
out.
Months. Yeah, a couple months of silence, then figure out what
He's
your
like,
common goals
I
are.
I found out we have nothing in common. I was like, oh, no.
Jeez,
it's a weird
man.
Place to be. So, anyway, won't have to worry about that for a while. The kids will be home for the summer. Time for a trending report. I got to ask you guys, was I the only person not running the Colfax Marathon this weekend?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people doing it.
Katie and I were there. Yeah.
I know.
We were running the Colfax.
Yeah.
Every other post on social this weekend was people, I'm out running. I just did the 5K.
Well, I think
I'm
because
the Colfax
it's,
Marathon.
Yeah, they have the 5K, the half marathon, and then the actual marathon,
oh,
right?
It's such
you
a
can
huge
do
event.
Yeah.
Anything. And then I think there's like the beer run too, because I saw a bunch of dudes holding a bunch of beers and then get a medal and be like, they did the beer-a-thon thing there too. Like, there's a bunch of different things you can do now.
Well, I didn't know that was a thing. I don't sign up for this.
Exactly.
Who doesn't love running drunk?
There's
Come
a
on.
Lot of different ways you can participate. I was actually I'm so jealous of people who can run because I've tried running quite a few times and it always ends up just killing me. Like, my knees, my feet.
It's not for you?
Could be your diet.
No, it's not because I can do a lot of other things, but when I add the running into it, it always makes it, my body hurts and my body doesn't hurt when I ride my bike walking or any I'm talking about running like the impact of the running on my feet and my knees. Like,
you need to take some glucosamine.
No, it's just harder. It's like, I think it's because of it's just my big butt. I can't run.
Well,
and so I'm just
which
I've accepted it.
Circle back around to the diet.
No, it's not my diet. I can do all the other stuff. It's because
baby got back.
No, exactly. It's because of the force of the booty on my knees and my feet. Like,
I think you're just working muscles you've never worked before.
No, it's the impact, and it's
too those muscles will build up.
You guys don't have to deal with it, so you don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
It's a problem. Round thing in your face, you get sprung. No, but really, that's what it is. So I walk 4 miles 3 to 4 times a week. So it's not like I'm not getting my steps in. It's just running is hard. It's the impact.
That's the line of the day.
Running is hard.
Running is hard.
Well, there was a buttload of people running this weekend because truly
jealous.
It was like every other post.
Wasn't hard for them, Katie.
They know how to do it.
Shout out to everybody with good knees this
weekend.
And I would like to see how many of these people have small booties. That's all I'm saying. Like, I think it's a problem for people with bigger bottoms.
I would like to see those
to
small
be
booties
out there
too.
Running.
I don't know. Ask any soccer player in the world. They got
big
buns
legs.
And they no,
but
they got
big legs.
They got big buns
yeah,
too.
It's different.
Muscle
works
it's
for
different.
Them.
The other two big stories floating around this weekend was that Mexican Navy ship hitting the Brooklyn Bridge.
Gosh.
What was that all about?
Just so.
Knocking those masts right off.
What's crazy about that is everybody saw it looked really pretty. The ship was decorated with those beautiful lights.
Beautiful.
It looks like people were holding those lights on the masts.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people up there.
On the masts, which
yes.
is horrifying.
You
and
see them
some
fall.
Of those people fell all the way down. And
yeah.
That's scary, man. I can't believe that.
Yeah, it was some insane video, so you can look that up. The other big news, Joe Biden diagnosed with an aggressive prostate cancer, which is horrible.
Yeah.
They say the cancer is a 9 out of 10 as far as how aggressive it is. So that's not good news.
Well, it already metastasized in his bones, I believe.
It's in his bones, yeah. So that's horrible.
That's horrible, man. You do not wish anything
no matter
like that
what
on
party
anybody.
You're part
no.
of, right?
This
yeah,
is,
no, that's an awful thing to have to deal with.
He's a human
with,
being. This is very sad.
Yes.
What else? Final Destination Bloodlines won the box office.
Yeah,
$51 million.
They crushed it, man.
It was a franchise best.
Yeah.
Out of all the movies, like this one was the biggest release.
Which is crazy.
I kind of like those movies. Like they're weird and such bad, at least the older ones, are such bad acting. But
it
like,
is. Don't you come for Devon Sawa, though. He's a great actor. He was in the first one.
Sure. Anyway, yeah. I think it's just kind of funny. It's a funny series.
It
I like
is.
Him. I like him.
And then one final thing. I think we're done giving away Katy Perry tickets, aren't we? I think we are. Katy Perry is not welcome in Las Vegas after her concert was a complete failure there. She had a residency.
Oh.
At what hotel? Oh, it was the Resorts World.
Motel 8.
No longer wanted there because they lost so much money on her concerts.
Have you seen the videos of what she's doing?
The dancing.
Yes.
Oh.
It's, can you
painful.
Call it that?
It's a little cringy.
She does a bunch of like wind sprints around the concert.
No, she's not getting good reviews.
It's just an interesting look.
Yeah.
That's
so
all.
I think we're done giving those tickets away. she was getting paid $750,000 to $900,000 a show. Wow. I guess there was a bidding war at the beginning between Resorts World and Caesars. Caesars technically lost, but in the end, Caesars won.
Caesars.
Because nobody went and saw the concert, and they were having to pay her like upwards of almost $1 million a show.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, she's already got a net worth of $400 million. At this point, like...
Just hang it up.
Hang it up.
Yeah.
She's married to Orlando Bloom. Like, go enjoy that, you know?
Enjoy your life now at this point if everything's flopping for you.
Well, and she stopped doing the American Idol stuff so she could go on tour. Maybe she should have just sticked with it.
Oh, she did, didn't she?
Oh, boy. Tornadoes in the news yesterday, Katie.
Oh, yeah. Big tornado Sunday in Colorado. So Adams County, Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office, they said 17 buildings, including 6 homes, were destroyed or damaged near Bennett. And then Elbert County said 19 homes were damaged or destroyed near Elizabeth. So a lot of things happening across the entire state. Out at DIA, 874 flights were delayed. 13 were canceled. And I don't know about you guys, but I was doing a little shopping yesterday, and as I was out and about, it was confusing the sky. Like, I was like, is that blue or gray? Like,
you looked
what
to
are
the
we...
east, oh, and you were like, holy crap.
Even out to the west a little bit, like, the color of the sky was so odd last night, and there's definitely a lot of active weather everywhere you looked.
The
but,
tornado clouds are different. They look different than anything else. I'm not talking the actual funnel, but like the cloud and the storm leading up to tornadoes, the clouds look scary.
They do.
Like they look almost evil.
It's ominous.
It's really weird.
It is.
Very ominous. That's a good word for it.
Yeah.
And I think about a couple years ago, there was that tornado that ripped through Highlands Ranch, and that hit my family's house. That hit my parents' house.
Oh, gosh.
And it took off. It wasn't a big deal, but it took off the shutters. They had to get a new roof. Like, it did some damage. Trees were knocked down. And then you go out to, like, the Elizabeth tornadoes yesterday, and those things were big.
Yeah.
Like, those are... Out east are the scary tornadoes. You don't like those ones. They're pretty mean.
We saw the warnings and stuff during the Nuggets game. So it was flashing like crazy on there. And, you know, I will tell you, it was a major mistake to take my children to see Twister 2. Twisters, whatever they called it, when it was out in theaters and watching the tornadoes destroy that town and suck people into it. Because now, whenever there's a tornado warning on the TV, the children freak out.
Do they get pretty scared?
It's a twista.
They lose their mind. Like, where's it at? How far away? Are we okay? And Nick Nack had to talk him off the ledge yesterday. Like, we're fine. We're in Little Fun right now. It's far away.
It's funny you say that because I saw the original Twisters as a young child. And they go, we got cows. You know, the famous line. I was terrified of tornadoes, Jeremy, growing up. Like, horrified. Every thunderstorm, I was like, we're going to be swept away.
Thanks to that movie.
Because of the original
That's
one.
That's right.
That was very
funny.
Graphic.
Good. It hit a whole new generation.
It sure did.
It sure did. Well, let's lighten the mood a little bit with this promposal that happened in Loveland with the help of the Loveland Police Department. I love this story. So a couple officers, Officer Hurst and Officer MacArthur, teamed up to help a local high school student. So Eric Olivius, he wanted to go above and beyond for his his promposal. So he called the communications line at the police department and he's like, hey, can you come out to this girl's house and help me ask her to prom?
Taser.
And totally. Okay, but that's the
taser,
thing.
Taser.
It's kind of funny if you watch the video, his friend Courtney, the officers go and knock on the door and her and they're like, we tried to walk up smiling so she knew that nothing was wrong.
Oh,
but
smart.
She answered the door and she immediately starts freaking out. Like, what did it? Because they're like, is your name Courtney? And you can see her face. She's like, my name's Courtney.
She's like, I don't know. Is it?
She all of a sudden confesses to a bunch of crime she's
been
doing.
Right? It was me. The body
shoplifting. I can't stop shoplifting.
She's now doing 25 to life
Sorry.
After prom.
No, but then she sees her friend Eric and immediately she starts to put together, okay, wait, maybe I'm not in trouble. And
that's
the
funny.
Officers start laughing and they're like, wait, this is just a fun thing. Like, you're not in trouble. Your friend here just has a question to ask you. And of course she says, yes, I'll go to prom with you. But it is a really cute video. And shout out to the Loveland Police Department for doing something fun like that. Like, that's how you get ingrained in your community, is you make little marks like that on it, right? Like,
yeah,
I just
sure,
loved
absolutely.
This story. I
what
loved
were the
it
officers'
so
names? Because they sounded so much like police officers.
Officer Hurst and Officer MacArthur.
Perfect.
So, yeah,
they
I wanted
sound
to
sound like cops, right?
They do. So,
Officer
and they
Hurst.
Only say Hurst and MacArthur. Like, they don't even give us their first names
don't
here.
Don't need to.
So,
it's officer.
I know. Exactly.
That's
officer
their first name
Hurst
is Officer.
And Officer MacArthur. That's exactly it. Exactly it. All right, so this is another first responder, a firefighter in Centennial. So his name was Garrett. He was out working on his backyard, and all of a sudden he smells smoke. And he was like, okay, that's not right. So he looks, and his neighbor's hot tub was on fire. Like,
the
completely
water?
Engulfed in flames. No, the actual hot tub, the entire thing was,
They turned that temperature up way too
high.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Not a bad move to move next to a firefighter,
exactly.
a first responder.
Yeah.
Not a bad move.
And it's funny because he said after this happened, he's like, I think that we're going to be friends now, because who wouldn't want to be friends with the person who saved your house?
Yeah. Jerry, you were talking about last week how you wanted to get a hot tub. You still want that, buddy?
Sure don't.
No.
Sure don't. Sure don't.
Not anymore.
What? I wonder, do hot tubs have like an electrical part that could catch on fire? Is that the whole
thing?
The bubbles, electrical
All of it.
I have no idea.
To heat the hot tub.
Bath with friends.
You
gotta run 220 to it. So.
One more reason not to.
No, thank you.
All right. This is more good news for Colorado, because we have one of the best buffets in the nation. SAFTA is what it's called. It's right off Brighton Boulevard. It was recognized for its creative cocktails, rave reviews, and unique menu offerings, because they're saying that they're looking for someone who's so brunched out they might throw a plate at the wall if they get served another order of Eggs Benedict. So this place is going to cure that. They have Israeli brunch menu items, so they have a lot of pastries, hummus dishes, seafood, and more, but a unique take on eggs.
Did you guys know that today's National Hummus Day?
Is it?
Is it?
Today's
Wait
the day.
Second.
I don't like hummus.
So they
you
have
don't
hummus,
like hummus
dishes.
I don't like hummus.
We went through a phase where we were making our own hummus, and that was the best.
It's
maybe
funny.
Homemade.
Hummus,
so creamy.
Yeah, and hummus for me is one of those things where I have to be in the mood for it. And I get overzealous about hummus. Like, I'll like it for a week, and then I'll go to the grocery store. I'm like, I need all the hummus, and
the
then I won't.
The hummus are good.
That's the problem. Is like, you make hummus and it's healthy for you. You put your garlic in it and your olive oil and all that, and then you eat an entire bag of Stacy's pita chips with it.
And it's not
and you're like,
good
I'm
for
healthy.
You. That's why
I
you
am
need to
healthy.
Eat it with carrots. That's what they suggest, right? Okay, but yeah, check out SAFTA again, Brighton SAFTA. Boulevard, if you're looking for a new kind of buffet. Colorado voted the second best state to build tiny houses.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't afford the big ones.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Oh, my gosh. Dude. So Home Gnome did a little study here, and they did this. They looked at infrastructure regulations, public interest for tiny home communities, and the number of tiny home communities to determine which states are best for the people who want to live in these tiny homes. Colorado has the most tiny home communities across the state. We have 20 of them.
I don't think we want to be like happy about that.
I
is
know.
It,
well, it's a I like
easier
that people,
way to live.
Yeah, people want
is
to scale
okay.
down. People are minimalist. I just don't think people know what they're getting into when they buy a tiny home, especially if you have lived in a regular home.
Especially if you have a family of eight.
Yeah, the hippie I dated, he built tiny homes. That was one of his little side hustles. And so, like, I would go spend the day on the construction site with him and hang out with the dogs and stuff.
They
and,
have really small
like,
hammers.
You would know they're regular size hammers.
Little tiny
paintbrushes. It's easy to just put up four little walls. walls and go, done.
I just like, I remember.
The nails are so small.
No, they're the same size nails. But I just remember going through these communities and walking through these homes and being like, can people really live in this? Like, your bedroom is on top of your living room. Like, you climb up a little stair.
We also just had.
I'd like to try it.
We just had six tornadoes rip through Colorado. I don't know if I'd want a tiny home. Let's just,
you know, hitch it up, though, and take off.
I mean, I guess it's a little classier than a trailer, but still, it's hard to live in a tiny home. So I think people need to understand what they're getting into. 300 square feet isn't a lot.
That's pretty small.
Yeah.
Pretty small.
300 square feet?
That's what a lot of them are. A lot,
I like the ones that are like 1,000 square feet. Like, I could do that.
That's not a home. That's not a tiny home. Tiny homes are like 700 square feet and smaller. Yeah. So
I've looked at them.
I like
the little cabin ones. I thought about buying a piece of land in the mountains and putting a little tiny cabin on there.
That's the only time I'd want one, Jerry. Yeah. It's like a secondary home.
That makes sense.
I think that'd be great.
As your main casa, I don't know.
Probably not.
A little harder.
Yeah.
You'd have to have a little small dog.
They're the same size dog.
A little tiny children.
That's not it.
Can't grow, kids. Can't grow.
Small plates, little teacups. They'd be really small.